photography. Hello, everyone. This is Rome with Houston Professional Photography. I want to take a few minutes to talk about a subject that has come up repeatedly in emails and in conversations concerning makeup and how makeup is applied, you know, when it refers to photography. You know, as a professional photographer, I do a number of different types of photography, everything from, you know, commercial print to modeling. I work with a number of local celebrities. We do headshots. We do everything that you can think of, you know, obviously in the modeling and photography industry. You know, one of our key, you know, selling points in many cases is going to be, you know, weddings and things like that. You know, so having a professional makeup artist that truly understands what it is that you're looking for as a photographer, and what I mean by that is how the makeup needs to be applied, the foundation, which is the most important part of the makeup. The eyes, mouth, eyebrows, hair, yes, those are important as well. But from the perspective of lighting, lenses, things like that, in reality, the foundation is what's going to help ensure that you have that flawless, consistent color to the skin, texture to the skin, so on and so on. You know, and I mean, we shoot from anything from, you know, HD3, you know, 250s, you know, at 50 megapixels and above, you know, with a 120 macro, you know, all the way to the D300S, D700s, you know, so you're looking at 24 megapixels to 12 megapixels. You know, and the megapixels is not as important and not that big of a deal when you think about it on that perspective, but yet the detail that you capture in these images, especially the way I shoot tethered. So when I'm shooting with a client, for the most part, they are looking at a 30-inch monitor, a 27-inch monitor behind me, next to me, whatever it is, and they see exactly what I'm capturing as I capture it. So if you're working with an agency, or you're shooting editorial for a magazine, or you're shooting fashion for a magazine, all of the little details that may have been overlooked, you know, they're able to see it in such high definition and detail by just zooming in on the image. You know, yes, a lot of it can be corrected right there on the spot, but they also notice many cases the lack of detail work done in the makeup. And I've had comments made to me after shoots, and in the past we've not used makeup artists again because of the fact that once we had sat down with them and explained to them what we were doing and what the client expected, their rate is based on them, as an example. So the makeup artist can come to us and say, my rate is $175 an hour. I have a minimum 4 hours. No problem. The client is going to pay that. And they expect at that point that the makeup artist is going to apply the makeup in a professional manner according to whatever their needs are for the type of fashion or whatever it is they're shooting. A lot of these clients, they basically are photographers in a sense. They're graphics people. They know graphics. They know lighting. They know makeup. They do this every day. These are not startup companies. So when something is not done right, they see it instantly. And as a photographer, your team has a big effect on your reputation. You know, so I want to put that out there forward. Just as much as you have an effect on their reputation. So when you bring in a makeup artist, or you bring in a stylist, or you bring in an assistant, whatever it may be, if those people cannot get the job done to the level that the client expects, it all falls back on you if you're the one who booked the client. You know, now, you know, I can't say that it's always realistic that it's that easy to do this, but as a professional photographer, videographer, graphics person, whatever it may be, it's the client that the end result matters the most to. So if the person that you're working with or the part of your team cannot achieve what it is that they expect from you, that falls back on you. That's going to affect your reputation. That's going to affect your cash flow, your workflow, whatever it may be. So when you take all of that into consideration, you say, well, how hard is it to find, you know, a qualified stylist or a qualified makeup artist? I know photographers that tell me they've been looking for years and have never found that person that the chemistry is just right with. But even with that, I mean, we have alternate, you know, solutions that we can work into it. But the question always